Next, brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church in Bartlesville. Our community connection on the way in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And a community connection this morning, highlighting an event coming up later on this week. It is the, 35th annual, is that correct? 35th annual Green Country Rodeo, and in from Bartlesville Roundup Club, Charles Powell and Kyle Carlson in to help us out. Charles is president, Kyle is vice president. Between the two, I think they've got all the information we need to know. So good morning, Charles. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. It's glad to be here.
And it is the 35th annual Green Country Rodeo. That means somewhere along the line, a few people have learned a lesson on how to get this thing done right.
Well, we keep striving for perfection. We were actually voted in the top 10 rodeos in the United States last year, so we're hoping to keep that reputation and build on that.
That is impressive. You know, anytime you see something in your hometown, and we tend to discount it as, that's just ours. Our rodeo, our concert, our band, our football team, whatever it is, it's ours, and we don't necessarily look at it as being, you know, something that leads the nation. So that's impressive.
Well, it is ours. That's what it's all about. And Roundup Club is there to support the local talent and give them an opportunity to grow and to learn how to compete. And the rodeo itself, we're proud to have those recognitions from the participants, from the contestants. That's how we got voted that way. And like I said, that means you're doing something right, and we hope to continue with that.
Well, again, Roundup Clubs, to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it's like any other sport. Whether you're teaching the fundamentals of a sport, just like football or basketball or volleyball or swimming or anything else, and giving them an opportunity to learn the fundamentals. It's just the same thing as the rodeo. It's them against the animal.
That's true. That's exactly what it is. And like I said, it gives them a place to come practice their skills and hone them, and hopefully be able to compete and go down the road and enjoy it and maybe get a payback down the road somewhere. Kyle, he's been doing it since he was a wee child.
I work with a family member of Kyle's, and I get to hear the stories every once in a while.
Yeah.
And they are all good stories. And Kyle, I think all of us enjoy telling those stories from our childhood, and particularly when it comes down to successes that we've had. Everybody likes to talk about I did good, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You always want to be the best you can be at what you do. That's what we strive for every day, is to work hard and do what we can to improve and become as good of a rodeo cowboy as you can be.
Yeah, and you bring a lot of experience to the rodeo to try to help make the youngsters' experience and the event for the public something that's fun.
I do. I've been competing since I was 5 years old, and I've come up through the ranks. I've went through the college rodeos, went through the high school rodeos, went through the amateur rodeos, and I've gotten to go to a few pro rodeos and stuff. So I've gotten to see how different organizations run their rodeos, and I've been able to bring some of the better qualities, better things I like seeing as a contestant to our facility, and give them the right kind of ideas to make our rodeo one of the best around.
After all those years, what makes it fun for you?
Oh, the adrenaline, the competition, just the thought of wanting to be the best, striving to be the best, and the camaraderie. Rodeo is not like any other sport. Rodeo, you compete against an animal and a time clock. You don't compete against each other. You can't do anything about what the other guy does. You simply are against that animal and that time clock, and you're in it to do the best you can do. Like other sports, like basketball, baseball, and stuff, it's person against person. This is man against beast, basically, man against animal, and just see who can take out the most
be the best at the skills that they learned, whatever
sure.
You know, I mean,
whoever can make the least mistakes gets to win the checks, I guess what I'm trying to say.
I'll agree with that, and then I think that any sport will agree with that statement. If you make the fewest mistakes, you're almost always going to end up being the winner. But by the same token, because you've got that experience, and a part of it, I'm sure, is helping develop these young people.
The young ones, they coming up, they're looking, they're finding their heroes, their local heroes, their national heroes. They're sure looking for some guidance and stuff, and we can help keep them off the streets and give them some project to do, something they can work towards all their life. And that's what it's all about, is make sure they get on the right track.
And yet, I bet you find yourself walking up to them afterwards and say, you know, next time you find yourself in this situation, try this or try that. You can't get up and repeat the skill for them because they can't see it, but you can instill that instinct, I guess, in them.
Oh, yeah. You kind of help them improve and let them point out the good things and point out the things they can work on. And you know, we offer our services. There's a lot of people around that rodeo and stuff in this area. And there's a lot of people that will be willing to just help you. We've got some youth organizations around that helps the kids. And the good thing about the Green Country Rodeo is we've involved the youth because we've got the Little Britches miniature bareback riding. We've got that. We've got mutton busting. We've got the calf scramble. We've got the quarter race. That gets the little bitty kids out there. I think it's 6 and under.
6 and under.
6 and under get to come out. They get to go try to dig up quarters out of the sand. So we get to get them all dirty for mom and dad. We get to... the cash scramble, we'll turn some calves out. There'll be money for everybody to win if they get the ribbon. So we can give a little of that away and then keep the whole family involved. We've got some good vendors coming out. We've got the bounce house to keep the kids entertained. We've got clothing. We've got tack. We've got all kinds of little good knickknacks and things around for the kids to do. We'll have some good burgers. We're going to barbecue out this year. We're going to have some smoky flavored burgers, so they're going to be real good in the concession stand. But we'll have over 300 contestants, and last year we had over 1500 spectators, but we'd sure like to break that this year and get as many spectators as possible.
I
appreciate everybody to come out.
Well, and I think that's important because and everybody likes to see somebody in the stands. Again, I don't care what sport you're talking about. It's the applause of the people in the stands. And rodeo to me is one of the greatest sports around in that, you know, if you did not achieve your goal, whatever event we're talking about, they're still going to give you a good round of applause for your effort.
Oh, sure. We're all pulling for you to do the best you can. And what I do want to let you know is on Thursday night, we're going to do the military get in at advanced ticket prices. So they get in for $7. And who else, Charlie?
Police and fire rescue. We'll get in at advanced prices of $7 if they show proper ID or in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, that's Thursday night. The children 12 and under will get in free.
Okay, yeah. So that's a fun time for them. And who doesn't like to get in for reduced rates? So it's right. All good. You know, to me, the calf scramble is always a fun event to see those youngsters. And those calves, I think they about know. They got radar on the rear end somewhere. They know when that youngster is getting close.
Yeah, they're prey animals, so they get chased by predators. And when you turn a bunch of kids loose, that's a lot of predators.
what's fun for you? You've been doing this for a while, too.
Oh, I started out as a young man doing the calf roping back when I was young, flat-bellied and limber, and could do that, and then progressed up to team roping and then some steer roping. And I spent most of my years out in the wild country doing it for a living, not in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I got to home mine, where there was no audience.
Well, that's actually doing the real job, because after all, these are kind of an outgrowth of the skills that they use.
It is. That's just exactly how it started. Was just one rancher at Roundup said, hey, I got a bronc nobody can ride. And they said, hey, we got a hand over here that can ride anything. And that's what started it, was that challenge.
You opened up your mouth. Let's prove it, huh?
Yeah.
We'll take a break. We're going to open our mouth and invite you out to the Green Country Rodeo when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 again, talking with Kyle Carlson and Charles Powell in from the Bartlesville Roundup Club. And again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, just west of town, and you are invited to the Roundup Arena.
Yep, our performance should kick off around 7:30 that afternoon, each afternoon. And encourage everybody to come out as soon as you can. We've got a wonderful concession stand and some guys that really know what they're doing when it comes to cooking. And you'll enjoy the meal when you get there.
And that's not even the main course. The main course of what's going on inside
is the performance. We have 9 traditional rodeo events. Kyle, you want to?
Yeah, let's talk about that. And I know that you got something at least a little bit different every night.
Yeah, we'll have different competitors every night. We'll have the same events.
Right.
The events consist of the bareback and the saddle bronc riding, which is a more of a ranch-style bronc riding than you see at the National Finals Rodeo. And then we'll have some calf roping, team roping, some barrel racing for the women, and some junior barrels. We'll even get to see some little bitty kids riding some really fast horses if you come out and watch that. And then last, we'll leave it for the bull riding, where the little men take on the big bulls. So it'll be a good time to come out and watch different competitors every night compete against those animals.
And Charles, you quoted an individual that is worth quoting to me before we went on the air, and I'm just going to use the word extraordinary and let you tell the story.
Well, Justin McKeague, a PBR announcer for years and years, made the statement, the reason people come to rodeo is to see the extraordinary, to see a 150-pound man ride a 2,000-pound bull, or jump from the back of a horse running wide open onto the horns of a runaway steer. And that's what the thrill and the excitement of rodeo is all about, is seeing that competition and that extraordinary performance.
Yeah. I want to mention particularly the youngsters out there again, with the Little Britches competition and everything,
yeah,
and Rodeo Queens, they've got some things that they need to publicize, like selling
right.
some tickets.
Yeah, the Queens are out selling advance tickets for $7. It's $10 at the gate, and they do that, their sales, in order to win a custom handmade saddle from Yoakum Saddlery out here. And the Little Britches are selling raffle tickets for $500 worth of meat from Peck's Butcher up at Dewey. And there again, the top sales person of the Little Britches, I don't know how anybody can ever turn them down, they're so cute. But they also will win a saddle.
Okay, and you mentioned a couple of great businesses, and when I go out there, I see banner after banner of sponsoring businesses.
Yeah, our community business sponsorship is what keeps us going. Mm-hmm. Without that support, everything, you have to have money to keep the wheels greased, and that's we're really favored by the businesses here in Bartlesville, large and small. Most of ours is from smaller businesses, mm-hmm, that like to have a personal touch with us, and we're really thankful for that.
If somebody would like to get involved with the Roundup Club, maybe they just moved to town or whatever, what's the best point of
contact?
Well,
we have a website, Beeville Roundup Club, and they can go on there and they can download a membership. Or we have our meetings second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at 6 o'clock right there at the Roundup Club. And everybody is welcome to come, whether you join or you just want to sit around and hear some tall tales.
And I have no doubt that there are a few stories that are worth telling.
Well, some of them are repeatable.
Well, again, it all gets started Thursday night. Come out early and have a hot dog or hamburger or something before the action gets started. And I want to highlight your opening ceremony just a moment or so. I know it's traditional, but it's an opportunity really to highlight some local individuals as well.
We'll have a grand entry every night where you can bring, if you got a horse and you want to come ride in the grand entry in the rodeo and get him out and show your best friend that you actually are a rider. You don't just talk about it. You can come on out and bring him out and ride in the grand entry and wave to all the crowd and be in front of the big lights and check it all out that way. And then we're sure looking forward to seeing everybody.
Okay. And again, it all starts at 7:30. Thursday night, yeah. And goes till it's all done.
Yeah, we'll even have on Thursday and Friday night, if you feel like staying up all night with us, we'll have the rodeo laugh from about 7:30 to 10, actual events, and then it's called Slack, which is all the competitors we can't get in during the rodeo through the weekend, we'll have them after the rodeo. So if you want to stay up and watch some extra timed events like calf rope and barrel racing, bulldogging, team and open, we'll have several of those late through the night on Thursday and Friday night. But Saturday night, we'll just have it the rodeo, and then it'll all be over. We'll get the crown, the victorious winners, and we'll get to have a good time.
That sounds like a great time, and good time will be had by all. Tickets are available at the door, but again, if there's some phone numbers for some of the queens or something like that you want to get out to, or if not, call. Okay, we'll do if you don't have them all, we're better not mention some of them.
Well, we have six, and I can't remember that many numbers.
I understand. I wouldn't want to have somebody that we forgot say, yeah, you didn't mention my name.
Yeah, you can check Facebook. A few of them are posted on Facebook.
Okay.
And can reach them that way.
Sounds good. Green Country Rodeo coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night just west of Bartlesville. And you are invited. So head on out there and you'll have a great time. We'll check news from the Oklahoma News Network coming up in just a bit.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world. Click on Bartlesville Radio.